Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the seventh parak of Maseches Demai, the final parak of the Masechta, as we continue our discussion from the previous Mishnah concerning a situation where a person wants to eat Demai on Shabbos. He knows that he's not going at the time be able to separate it on Shabbos, and we said in the previous Mishnah, in Parak Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, that in order to do that, he needs to make the declaration, he has to declare the Demai from before Shabbos. Parak Zayin, Mishnah Beis, though, is going to tell us that he not only needs to make the declaration before Shabbos, but he also needs to make the declaration on Shabbos itself. Says the Mishnah, Mazgulok Asakos, that once the owner pours him the cup, he has a cup of wine there in front of him. Now, our Mishnah is specifically discussing liquids, but the same would be true regarding solids. If you're going to eat food on Shabbos that you declared as Demai before Shabbos, you must make the declaration on Shabbos itself. Omer, what must he say? Mashani osid l'shayer bishule hakos harehu meiser. He has to declare that which I'm leaving in the future on the bottom of my cup. I'm drinking now, but I'm going to leave on the bottom of my cup 1/10. That's going to be meiser. Ushaork meiser samachlo. And then the rest of the meiser as well is going to be left there. What does that mean? So again, the 1/10 is going to be left at the very, very bottom as Trumas Meiser, and then the 9/10, the rest of the Meiser Rishon, is going to be considered Meiser Rishon, which he is able to drink as long as he declares it as Meiser Rishon. Zesha Asisi Meiser also Trumas Meiser Alav. And as we said, that which I made Meiser, I'm making it to Trumas Meiser. Again, the 1/10 that's going to be on the very bottom is going to be Trumas Meiser. The rest of the 9/10, the 9%, is going to be Meiser Rishon, which he can eat. Finishes off the Mishnah, Umaaser Sheni Bepiv Umechul Al Hamaos. And the Meiser Shein is going to be the very top of the cup, the lip of the cup, and that's going to be used as part of the money. That's going to be transferred as part of the money that I set aside for the Meiser Shein. So again, he declared it on Erev Shabbos on Friday, but in order for him to eat it on Shabbos itself, he needs to make a repeat declaration on Shabbos itself of the Meiser that he's separating. Again, the Trumas Meiser must be given to a Kohen. The rest simply needs to be declared as Meiser, but can be eaten on Shabbos. Okay, and now we're continuing with Parak Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, as we discuss another situation, another case, where we allow a person to eat the Demai as long as he declares it beforehand. Says the Mishnah, Poel She'enu Ma'amin Lebal HaBayis. You have a worker. And we're going to see the Mishnah specifically talking about someone who's making and producing and harvesting dried figs. And the worker, She'enu Ma'amin Lebal HaBayis, he doesn't exactly trust the owner. He doesn't exactly trust his boss. So what does he do? No tel gro geras achas va'om. What does he do? So he's going to take one of the dried figs. And again, he's being paid in dried figs, so then he's going to eat all these figs. So what does he do? That's demai. He doesn't believe his owner took meiser properly. So he should take one of the dried figs, va'omer, and say, Zo vatesha habos achareha. This dried fig and the following 9 figs that are going to come after it, asuyos meiser al tishim shani ochel. They're being made meiser for the 90 that I'm going to eat. Once again, 10% is meiser, that's eser, 10% is meiser, and 90 of them he's going to eat. Out of 100, so 10 are going to be meiser, and 90 he's going to eat. Zu asuya trumas meiser alein. And this one that I'm taking right now, this is trumas meiser. Once again, 1/9 is trumas meiser, the rest a Meiser Rishon, which again he can eat, but he has to declare them as Meiser Rishon. Umeiser Sheni ba'achrona umechul al hamos, and the Meiser Sheni is going to be at the very end, as we'll see. The following 10% are going to be Meiser Sheni. The following 10 figs are going to be Meiser Sheni. And those are going to once again be transferred onto the ma'os, onto the coins. Continues the Mishnah, V'choshech grogeres achas, and then he must stop himself from eating one of the dried figs, because again, one of the dried figs is Trumas Meiser, and therefore that goes to the Kohen. The rest of them are Meiser Rishon or Meiser Sheni, in which case he can certainly